Stop wasting time. Don't die full of leftover things that you want to do. Cemeteries are the place with the most wealth, an area where people are lying but never had a chance to finish their dreams and realities and have so many things that they want to do.
I speak into existence that you will live out every dream. You will be the millionaire and you will be a billionaire. When you don't understand the power of your words, you don't understand the power of manifestation. You become what you speak. In order for you to manifest your dream, you got to be the first one that believes in you. Don't worry about what nobody else say, man. Speak life into your dreams.
We call it a rough patch, a speed bump, a dark place. Those times when circumstances or situations come in and knock us off our course. It could be an injury, a passing of a loved one, a financial setback, or maybe a failed attempt at something new.
There comes to a point in your life that you must recognize that there's a little bit more that has to be done than just complaining about it. You have to realize that you don't have any other opportunities waiting for you if you're not willing to work for the first opportunity that's been given to you. You don't have a lot of time left, so there's no reason to complain.
You got to tap into what you believe in. Speak into existence anything that you desire to speak into existence, and I know that you can do it, man. Do you believe in yourself? That's all that actually matters. If you never understand your worth, people gonna always pay you pennies.
But yet you're still complaining. You don't have that right to just give up. You don't have that right to just throw in the towel and say that it's over for you.
Stop wasting time. Because if you live every second like it's your last, you will never waste time. You know, they say the two most important days of your life are, of course, everybody says the first one is that birthday. That's on the left of your tombstone, the date that you were born, when you came into this earth and you began life, you began living. But at that same time you began living, the human body was also beginning to die. Now, for some of us, it happens soon. For some of us, it happens a whole lot later, but you don't know that right now. But during this time you have, don't focus on what people say is that next most important day, and that's the date that's on the right of the tombstone. The day you died, when you left this earth and left this body and moved on. No. The most important date is a date that lies in between that. It's in there with that dash in the middle. It's what you did putting your mark on this earth. See, that dash in the middle can't be a negative sign. It needs to be something that's so elongated that you change your family tree. You change your kids' inheritance. You're able to have people talking about you years after you've been gone. You're able to leave something, a legacy, leave financial wealth, leave something better on this earth and make it better before you left. See, that dash in the middle is a time that's so important because that most important date is in there, and it's the date that you remember and find out why you were born. Why am I here? When you realize why you were born, you have become the person you were supposed to be and move on to the greatest parts of your life. See, a lot of people show up at a job and they work and work and work and they don't like it. Or they show up at school and they study, take tests and don't like it. But for some of us, we've went to a place to where we realize that all of that is for something to make us better. That's a mindset. That's not despising small things. That's realizing that a higher power is in charge to get you on a path, and with your freedom of choice, you can make yourself even greater. Success is not overnight. It's studying. It's learning. It's growing. It's falling down and getting back up. It's failing and failing forward. It's not quitting. It's late nights, early mornings, no alarm clock, passion waking you up. It's something inside, an innate ability that makes you feel like I am something and I'm gonna be something. Never, never let anybody tell you different. So I need you to believe you can move past depression, anxiety, fear, and all these emotions that come in that are not part of what you're gonna be one day.
Sometimes it feels like we'll be stuck in that rough patch forever. My name is Sarah Wells and I'm an Olympic athlete. I competed in the 400 meter hurdles at the London Olympics, and yes, that was a highlight. But my dark patch came 4 years later when the Olympics came back around and everyone expected me to qualify again. And I didn't. I felt like such a failure. I thought my friends wouldn't like me anymore. I thought no one would ever invite me to do a motivational speech ever again. I thought the entire world was about to be flipped upside down. How does Sarah Wells, the Olympian, not make the Olympics? You too may have had a goal in mind, an idea of what success looked like. And for whatever reason, that goal might have evaporated in front of your eyes. That's what I felt. Sometimes it can be easier to just live in that dark place because the strength required to climb back out is a lot. A lot of effort, a lot of time, and honestly, it feels completely out of reach. But you know what? It's not. It is possible to get back up again. Minute by minute, choice by choice, we can move farther away from the thing that set us back. We can dust ourselves off and rise back up. By crawling out of the darkness of difficulty, we learn a lot about our own strength. We're able to do what we thought was impossible. And we use what's inside of us to grow stronger, braver. We're wise from those experiences too. We now know what it takes to overcome. Every time life knocks us down, we can choose to get back up. We become a better version of ourselves. A version that knows pain. A version that knows struggle. But a version that has lived through and knows the beauty of coming out on the other side. It gets better. You get better. The struggle is worth it.